and welcome to the Birmingham Unsigned podcast, dedicated to bringing you the best unsigned music from the Birmingham area of the UK. In this podcast, we interview local bands and artists to find out more about them and get a little taste of their music. Birmingham Unsigned is run on a voluntary basis, and all of our content is completely, absolutely free. But it does cost money to have things like a website going and to help promotion. And if you wanted to support us, there are a couple of ways you can do that. I'll mention those ways at the end of the podcast. So I'm excited to welcome to the Birmingham Unsigned podcast, Jack Tasker of Don't Call Me Ishmael. Have I got your name right there, Jack?
Yeah, you have indeed.
Fantastic. And it's just you that we're talking to today, but I know it's not just you in the band. How many are there?
At the moment, there's five. It's been quite varied over the last few years, kind of alternating from four up to six at one point. But no, we've settled in between at five, one of them being my sister, Sophie. There's a friend, Gary, Sophie's boyfriend, Tom, and then someone called Laura, who we've known for years and years and years, who we've played music with in lots of other kind of bands and setups. So yeah, there's the five of us.
So you've been going for quite some time. I mean, as Don't Call Me Ishmael, how long has the band been going in its various different forms?
So this has been since 2015. Probably the beginnings of it were in 2014 talking about it, but Sophie and I started making music as just the two of us as siblings back in 2012. We formed a band called Taskers, which is still going today, and Laura, who's in Ishmael, is part of that. But yeah, around 2014-15 we met Gary through a radio show that we'd been on, that he was actually the host at the time, and we just started talking about writing some material that was different to the kind of rock, kind of more grungy stuff we were doing in Taskers. We were kind of talking about folk stuff, harmonies, and yeah, suddenly we'd got an album kind of laid out in front of us just through kind of having these talks and little kind of jams as you do. So that was, yeah, that was 2014-15, it started there.
Oh, amazing. And being Birmingham Unsigned, I always like to ask, whereabouts in Birmingham are you?
So I'm in Bourneville. Well, kind of just on the edge, sort of Cottridge, Bourneville, and the rest of the guys. Originally, there was another guy in the band called Matt who was based over in Kings Heath, but he's not with us anymore. But the rest of the guys are kind of Stafford, Wolverhampton, Stoke, so kind of around the Midlands and Staffordshire. But yeah, I've been in Birmingham for about 5-6 years now.
So where were you before Birmingham then?
I was in Stafford.
Not a native.
No. I was in Stafford and lived, you know, with my sister kind of in the family house there. So yeah, when I, you know, moved out here in 2014-15, and have always been in sort of South Birmingham and absolutely love the city. And we've done so many good gigs here over the years and kind of found venues that feel really important to us. So it has kind of become the second home for the band, and the other one being kind of in Staffordshire, where we all originally met.
Cool. And what is it that you're currently working on, or are you sort of promoting anything in particular at the moment?
Yeah, so we put out an EP called Summer at the end of May. And that's part of, I mean, we kind of cooked it up before the current crisis. It's become a lot harder, but we wanted to do and are still aiming to do an EP for every season within a 12-month period. So we started with Summer earlier this year, and the idea was to kind of put one out at the end of April called Spring, and that would finish it off. So we've got the autumn one coming out September, October, and then a winter one, maybe December or January. So we kind of planned this about 6 months ago and started work on it, and then everything that's happened has made us have to be a bit creative with how we record it, but we're still aiming to get it done. So yeah, at the moment, just kind of online promoting the summer one that came out and figuring out ways of how we can record the next one in time for the end of September.
That's quite a challenge you've got for yourself there. I think this is a bit of a recurring theme in a lot of the interviews that I've done, is that coronavirus has just knocked everyone for six a little bit, but it's always a challenge anyway. And what other sort of challenges have you faced in your musical journey? We've had a few good stories about people that have had interesting challenges. I mean, has it been challenging other than coronavirus?
Well, I think certainly this last, yeah, if you take away the coronavirus stuff, which has been just horrible for losing all kind of gigs, but that's kind of minor compared to the actual tragedies people have. But in terms of us over the years, I think probably the biggest struggle we've had has just been keeping the lineups pretty consistent. It's always been sort of Sophie, Gary and me, but for whatever reason people have jobs, move away. We had one person who moved to Berlin kind of after only about 4 or 5 months after joining, and obviously we're always happy because people have got their own lives, but that's probably been the biggest challenge for us, is just there's been this kind of ever revolving door of primarily bass players.
Oh, it's normally drummers, I seem to find, bass players with you.
Yeah, luckily my sister is our drummer, and she's drummed on everything since 2012, so hopefully I'm not going to lose her anytime soon. But it's always been bassists for us that has been the tough one to nail down. But that's kind of been the main challenge. But we've always found it really easy to write and record material and just kind of push on with projects. We're quite driven and active, but yeah, it's just been keeping members sometimes.
Yeah, it's nice when things just fit together. We want to introduce our listeners to some of your music, and we've got, I know you've got three tracks in mind. Which song would you like us to start playing a little bit of?
Well, I think I said Prague by Night off the Summer EP would be a really good one to start with. So that's the opening track of the EP, and it was the first single that we put out. It's just kind of really sort of breezy, upbeat, summery pop song.
Fantastic. Well, let's play a little section from Prague by Night. So that was a little section of Prague by Night. So, Jack, why is it that you do what you do? What's got you into music? How did you start off?
Well, I think me and my sister have always been huge, and I kind of bring her up because she's just everything musically I've done with her. We grew up like, kind of everyone does, I think, parents giving them records and making suggestions of music that they should listen to. So we kind of grew up in that household. And then I'd always played in, very bad teenage bands when I was in high school, thought we were brilliant at the time. But, but I would hate to find any recordings of those. I went off to uni and stopped kind of really gigging and doing stuff for the kind of 3 years that I was at uni, and came back with this kind of really sort of folky, bit like Frank Turner-y stuff written, and I played it to my sister and said, "Oh, I've got a gig at a pub in a week or two. I'm going to play this stuff. What do you think?" And she said, "Well, I think it's absolutely rubbish. So you need to start from scratch with me drumming." And we kind of recalled all our sort of teenage inspirations of like Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, stuff like that, and kind of formed this little grungy White Stripes-y kind of two piece, and that really kick-started things again. And it's morphed now in that the stuff that we do in Ishmael is really poppy and harmony driven and quite complex sort of arrangements and stuff. So just kind of been on a bit of a journey. But in terms of why I do it, it's I do ask myself that sometimes when you're driving back from a venue at 2 a.m. but I think it's just the love of it and the enjoyment, and particularly for me it's being able to do it with family and very close friends. It's just something wonderful to kind of bring us together.
I love the fact that your sister was so open that she can just go, no, it's rubbish.
Oh, man, she's brutal. But yeah. she was right. You kind of look at it and you're like, oh, yeah, it was just budget Frank Turner or budget Billy Bragg. And there probably wasn't that spark of originality that you need. Whereas when we sat down and tried to write stuff with her, you're like, okay, well, this is something completely different to what I was doing, and this actually has that originality to it. So yeah, you can always rely on her to kind of push you in the right direction, but just quite hard.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you play music to people, they don't realize how useful the negative feedback is. You get, I don't know if this is true for you, but I've always had people that just go, oh yeah, that's great, I really like that, and then that's about where the feedback ends. You just think, oh, I really, really need to know how to improve. So of course you've got a good group around you. What sort of music inspires you? What stuff do you like and listen to? And is it the same for all of you, or are you got a diverse sort of set of tastes between you?
I think for Ishmael, it's really, really diverse. So, I mean, Gary, who kind of sings a lot of the male lead songs in the band, he's always been into his kind of folk harmonies. I mean, he's, you know, listens to pop and rock and stuff as well, but that's certainly, you know, when I think of him, it springs to mind immediately is things like Show of Hands, you know, kind of contemporary folk music. My sister listens to all kinds of stuff like me, but, you know, primarily a lot of kind of electronica and hip hop probably at the moment. And then, you know, I'm kind of all over the place as well. I mean, the funny thing is probably that, you know, we actually don't listen to that much sort of traditional rock music anymore, because you kind of feel almost that's listened to so much of it over the years. So I quite like more kind of nerdy things. So I like bits of jazz and prog rock and stuff, which maybe the rest of the band aren't that fussed about. There's a reoccurring joke that I'm always trying to get them to listen to Clannad, the kind of medieval 80s synth pop group, but they're not having any of it. But yeah, it's really varied. But then obviously we'll all listen to, you know, pop music and try and keep abreast of what's going on in the charts as much as you can. You know, so I think there's stuff coming in from all different sides, really, in terms of influence.
It's nice to get a good mix of stuff coming in. I think it makes for more interesting music when you've got a band that listens to a little bit of everything.
Yeah, definitely.
So you've not been gigging recently, of course, as nobody has been gigging recently, but it sounds to me like you were doing a few gigs before. Have you got any interesting, exciting gigs that stand out in your memory? Anything with a bit of a story that stands out in your mind?
Well, we had an absolutely kind of blinder of a tour early 2019 for our third album, Saint Ishmael, that came out then, and we kind of really pushed to do this tour up and down the country and kind of booked it all in ourselves. And I think in terms of standout gigs, they're kind of two that really stood out, and the first one was down in London at a place called the Cavendish Arms, and that was just great in terms of we don't have a huge amount of people who follow us down in London, and just thanks to a really nice kind of lineup of bands, you know, you just got a huge amount of people. It felt like, you know, for an indie band, a huge amount of people came along, and we met a really cool band from Manchester called Shape of Water, who were on the bill that night, and they've become kind of friends of ours who we're trying to do gig swaps with and sort of promote each other. So that one really stood out as just a kind of nice, you know, lovely evening to meet new people and in a city that we didn't think we'd have an amazing gig. I suppose the other one was we played Sheffield, a place called Cafe Totem, which I realised when I got there, I'd been there when it was a metal bar about 6 or 7 years before. But now it's this kind of cool kind of indie place, and we played there, and again, we don't know a huge amount of people in Sheffield. It was a bit of a punt to put it on the tour, and particularly we went for the headline slot, and I don't know what it was, but just loads of people came out and wanted to see a gig that night, and it was, you know, no one that we knew, all fresh people to the band, so we just had such a fun, you know, wicked gig there. So those are kind of two big ones from the tour last year, but yeah, we want to get back to it as soon as possible, but I just can't see us playing a gig this year, I don't think. We'll have to see what happens, but we've got stuff around Christmas that we're tentatively leaving in the diary, but who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? I think it's a bit of a scary time to be getting out there and playing gigs. I know some bands are trying to get out there sooner than Christmas, but I'd be a bit wary about it at the moment.
Well, just because you're always playing in kind of, or generally we are, in these kind of smaller pubs and clubs, and it's all sweaty and close quarters, it's not really the best kind of situation.
A bit tricky to social distance, isn't it? But
yeah.
There you go. Let's play another one of your songs. So which song do you want me to play a little section from next?
Well, I mentioned the tour there from 2019 for Saint Ishmael. So I think I said the opening track of that album, which is called Saint Ishmael, would be a good one to play.
Fantastic. Let's listen to a bit from Saint Ishmael. When the world tells you lies, the truth is all that I will speak. When the bar has run dry, all of the drinks are on me. No matter how deep or how wide is that hole you're in, I'll pick you up and put you back again. So that was a little section of Saint Ishmael. So when you're not being musical, what are you doing? Or is music a full-time thing for you?
It is pretty full-time in terms of, you know, obviously once the day job and all of that ends. But, you know, As I said, we do Ishmael, we do Taskers, which is this more kind of grungy poppy band. And then we run, I call it a record label, but it's not necessarily, it's the way I try and describe it is a music project machine, but it's
nice.
We decided kind of early on we wanted to record all our own stuff. We've always liked DIY bands and that kind of ethos, so we bought, you know, kind of decent enough recording gear to record ourselves, but then suddenly realised, oh, some of our friends who are making great songs, they might not be in a situation where they have enough money to go to a recording studio, which are, you know, expensive because they're you know, expensive businesses to run. So we started just recording and helping some of our friends who weren't in the position to go into studios but who were making great music, and that's just kind of grown into creating and supporting all kinds of records that often we end up sort of being the backing band for solo artists or people who are starting to get material together or, you know, have a different project to what they normally do. So we started that in maybe 2013, and there's I think 50 odd releases on the sort of in the catalogue. So we just have a band camp. Droma Records, it's easy enough to find online. And yeah, I mean, we release all our stuff through there as well. But then, yeah, probably every year we'll do one or two projects with someone new, something different. And it's good, it keeps us on our toes. You know, new influences, new styles, new people to talk to and do stuff with.
Oh, that's great. I look forward to having a little look at the band camp of that. And what was it called?
Droma Records.
Droma.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that comes from we used to be we still are massive dinosaur fans, and that's a kind of abridged version of the Latin name for the raptor family, but we just thought it stuck, it sounded quite cool, and the original logo was like a kind of raptor skull with the words sort of emblazoned on it, but we've gone for a tape now. We sort of did a rebrand a year or two ago.
Cool. That sounds like a great project to be involved with. So, in your musical journey, have you ever considered giving up? And what is it that's kept you going as musicians?
Yeah, there's definitely moments when you think, just why? Why is this happening?
Those
why
two in the morning of, moments. Oh, yeah, we've been there.
Definitely. And I think a lot of it, you know, Taskers suffered the same kind of pain that Ishmael did in terms of losing members. So in both bands, we've had that issue of kind of the you know, the revolving cast of people. And it's sometimes quite hard to recover from, certainly when someone's been a big songwriting presence in the group, you kind of back to square one in a way. So we've had that maybe once or twice where someone's left who is such an integral part that you're kind of almost starting from scratch again, and those moments are really tough. But I guess, yeah, you keep going because it's I really couldn't imagine not doing it, and you know, again, doing it with the family and really close friends, that just kind of helps you to push on through. And I honestly don't know what other hobby I would do now, given I've put so much time over the years into it all. But yeah, there are some pretty horrendous moments, and then you'll kind of, you know, you get so intensely focused on a release or a gig or something, to, you know, sometimes to the detriment of everything else around you, that I've certainly learned over the years that you have to be able to step back and go, remember, this isn't, you know, the thing that's keeping the lights on and you know, the gas going. This is meant to be fun, and you should
this is the fun part of my life.
But yeah, and particularly when you kind of run it in the way we try and do, almost like a business, and try and be smart and proactive about it, you can find yourself stressing over it as much as the day job and the family stuff that everyone else has to worry with.
So we've had a couple of sections of tracks already. We've had Prague by Night and we've had Saint Ishmael, so that means I know what the third track's going to be. So let's play a little section from Wolves Beware. Before playing, is there anything that you'd like to say about it?
Well, this is one where my sister takes the lead vocal, and I just, for me, it was a really standout performance from her. She's done loads of great vocal performances over the years, but for me, it just really, really struck a chord with me when I heard it.
Back to a life that was sweeter than a lace on my thought, ready or not, it's gonna get real for you. Fly back to my ugly days. I'm back and I'm in my old ways. You say my lies are like trinkets, you keep them all.
So that was a little section from Wolves Beware. Now, I've got a recurring question that I'm asking to everybody. Have you got any tips that any of our other bands and artists that are listening might find useful in their musical journey to help them in their own success?
Yeah, I mean, it's one my sister tried to drill into me from the beginning, and I probably didn't listen to for years and years, but it is, I think, learn when to say no to some things. You can often find yourself all kinds of offers thrown at you, and you want to say yes to everything because, you know, it might lead to that next bit of success. But actually, maybe sometimes if something doesn't fit what you're trying to do, what your band or project is about, doing, you know, going off and doing something, you might be associated with the wrong kind of vibe or project. So I think actually it's take that time to say, well, I'm building up this persona, this body of work, what are the best gigs, the best places, the best things to do to complement that, and don't actually say yes to everything. Because I'm certainly guilty in the first few years of yes to every kind of gig, yes to every support slot, this and that, and you know, you can kind of look back at the past and go, well, that's a bit of a kind of contextual mess, it all looks a bit weird. So I've started learning to take that on board and actually just say no, put the brake on, assess, is this the right thing to do?
Yeah, what an amazing piece of advice, not just for musicians, but for life in general. Like, it's got to be, when you're asked to do something, your answer should be either hell yeah or no. If you're somewhere in the middle like, oh, maybe yeah, then that probably means it should be a no.
Definitely.
We're going to look at wrapping it up then. How do you like to get people to get in touch or find out about your stuff? Do you have a website you post people towards? Do you do things on socials? What's the best way for you?
We do. I mean, we're on all the social media as Don't Call Me Ishmael. We have a website, dcmiband.com, and that's kept up to date. It's kind of got all our releases on there. If you wanted to buy some physical stuff, there's vinyls, T-shirts, CDs. That latest EP, Summer, is up there. And the pre-order for the autumn one, which is going to come out at the end of September, will probably go up in the next few weeks. I mean, I don't know when this will air, but the idea, the pre-order will go up in kind of maybe early September, and that second EP will be out towards the end of September. But yeah, just find us online and look us up and enjoy the music.
Amazing. Any opportunity to increase my vinyl collection is always is always appreciated. So, Jack, thank you so much for talking to us. And, I really look forward to seeing what the rest of your seasonal albums sound like and seeing where you go from here.
No, thank you. Thank you for the time today.
No, a real pleasure.
I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that there are some ways that you can support Birmingham Unsigned. Firstly, you could donate money through PayPal by going to our paypal.me link. The link is paypal.me/BrumUnsigned. If you did want to make a more regular donation, we would be very, very grateful. You can do that through our Patreon page. You can access that from patreon.com/BirminghamUnsigned. If you or any band or artist that you know would like to be interviewed on the Birmingham Unsigned podcast, then drop us an email. It's brumunsigned@gmail.com and we'll get something sorted. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I look forward to having you here again for the next one. Stay awesome.